Order, order.
Select committee report.
The introduction of plain packaging for tobacco products is the purpose of a bill before the Health Committee, which, during submissions on the bill on Wednesday, heard from a consultant for tobacco giant Philip Morris. Will O'Reilly said the introduction of plain cigarette packaging would risk greater trade in illicit tobacco products.
Common sense would suggest that instead of the numerous different brands currently on sale with their own unique designs, the counterfeiter only has to produce one. I firmly believe that plain packaging could fuel the black market and in fact could have the opposite effect to what is intended and therefore expose more children to tobacco of all sorts, including far more harmful products.
But that view was at odds with research presented by Kylie Lindorf, the manager of Australian anti-tobacco group Quit Victoria.
The study shows that offers to sell illicit tobacco were rare and illicit packs were sold on fewer than 1% of occasions that they were asked for in those small retailers. There was no change in the availability of illicit tobacco after plain packaging was introduced, and it certainly did not increase, as one of the dire predictions made by the tobacco industry as part of their scare tactics leading up to implementation.
Later, another tobacco company representative, Axel Geetz from Imperial Tobacco, also voiced opposition to the bill.
We believe regulation should be rational in the sense that it should be based on evidence. We believe it should be proportionate in the sense that are there other measures that are less draconian that will be as likely, if not more likely, to achieve the same declared objectives? And thirdly, it should be effective. Now, some of these measures that you have mentioned may tick one or two or maybe three of these boxes, but in combination, and this is what we're here to talk about today, we don't believe that plain packaging does comply with these criteria.
Labor Party committee member Ian Lees-Galloway put a question to Mr. Geetz.
You made the comment that the Australian experience proves that plain packaging does not work. Has anybody who's advocated for plain packaging ever claimed that it was a short-term solution that would have an effect within the first 12 months?
I don't know the answer to that because obviously we do not advocate this piece of legislation. What I can tell you is experience with something that probably comes closest to it, which was the introduction of pictorial health warnings in some countries 10, 15 years ago. Canada was the pioneer market. With great fanfare, it was introduced. It will reduce the prevalence of adult smoking. It will attack underage smoking. This is the solution. I can point you to studies, by the way, not paid for by the tobacco industry, that years later look back and basically come to the conclusion it hasn't worked. It's had absolutely no impact, neither on prevalence nor on underage smoking.
But Quit Victoria's Kylie Lindorf was sceptical of such studies.
It's a clear tactic of the tobacco industry to try to misrepresent what the Australian government set out to do when it introduced plain packaging. It was never expected that the introduction of plain packaging would see an immediate and dramatic drop in smoking prevalence or consumption. Instead, in the long term, as part of a comprehensive suite of tobacco control measures, plain packaging is expected to contribute to efforts to reduce smoking rates.
And back to Imperial Tobacco's Axel Geetz, who fielded this question about intellectual property rights from Health Committee Chairman Paul Hutchison.
In actual fact, it's standardised packaging and companies are still given the opportunity to brand and trademark, albeit in a standardised size. So it's not as though that is being taken away from them. What do you say to that?
I say, let's not mince words. The difference between what the EU has introduced, health warnings of the size of 65%, leaving 35% to the manufacturers, on those 35%, we still have our trademark, we still have our intellectual property here or in Australia. All that we have left is, in a uniform font, the name of that particular brand, and that's it. That cannot be interpreted as us still keeping our intellectual property rights, surely not.
Well, it's obviously a debatable question.
Health Committee Chairman Paul Hutchison there during submissions on the Smoke-Free Environments Tobacco Plain Packaging Amendment Bill, which is due to be reported back to the House by August the 8th. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.